Our lesson today, it's all about forgiveness. Let's start this year out with a clean heart, with no resentment building up in our hearts. Let's start it out forgiving everybody that has mistreated us. Well, we're headed into our first day of the new year. A new year to do new things in. A new year to get it right. We may have slipped up a few times last year. We may have failed God several times last year. We may have passed up opportunities to help our fellow man. We may have said, I don't want to get involved in that drama. Too much drama for me. I'm not going to involve myself with that. Maybe we should have. Maybe we could have spoken words of peace, words of reconciliation, words that would have brought two people together who was otherwise separated and at one another's throat. You know, you never know when a right word spoken at the right moment could put out the fire, put out the passion, and bring some deep thought into the hearts of those that you have spoken to. Words have a way with people. People respond to words. I know that we think that we have to always give them something, but sometimes words can work magic in the lives of other people. Words of love, words that soft and tender, words that do not condemn, but words that will encourage them. Words that will speak peace to their hearts. Let the Holy Spirit use your tongue, use your mind, use your heart to allow word to flow from your innermost being. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life, and that you might have life more abundantly. In that verse of scripture, Jesus used the word life two times. Life. Don't we all love life? I've heard people say that they live life to the fullest. Or my life is so empty. Or my life is full of joy. Or when we find that right person, that one special lady, we say we want to share our life with them forever. Yes, but in the middle of that word life, there's two letters, I-F. It spells the word if. I looked up the word if, and used as a noun, it tells us that it is something that is not certain, something that could either happen or not happen. It's a condition, a stipulation. Sometimes our life has a lot of ifs in them. We use this word a lot in our life. We look back and say, if I had done things differently, I would not be where I'm at today. If I had finished high school, I would not be a plumber today. If I had graduated from college, I would not be a secretary or a construction worker. If I had been raised in a family with money, my life would be more pleasant. If sets forth conditions and stipulations, even when it comes to our forgiveness, there's that word if. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 14. He says, if you forgive men their trespasses, your Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Oh, that sounds pretty hard, doesn't it? When he used the word if, it means that it's not certain. There are some stipulations to your forgiveness. There are some conditions, and Jesus points out that condition. If you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And then he gives them a parable. He says, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. I want you to keep that number in mind, 10,000 talents, a sum of which he was unable to pay. And his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. Well, you've heard the rest of the story, how that after he was forgiven of his indebtedness, he went out and saw one of his servants who owed him just a fraction of what he owed, and he took him by the throat and said, you've got to pay me. Pay me everything. His servant fell down and begged that he would give him time to pay. So what happened? The forgiven servant took and threw this man in jail until he could pay. Well, the story got back to the king that had forgiven him, and he called this man back before him. And the Lord was angry and told him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you? And his Lord was angry with him and delivered him to the tormentors till he shall pay all that was due him. How much was due him? 10,000 talents. That was what was due. This was what his Lord had already forgiven him. But yet, we find that the king unforgave him. And now, he is responsible for the entire indebtment. An indebtment from which he had already received forgiveness. Now, he's being charged again. I know you're thinking that God would not do double jeopardy. Let me tell you, God is God. Who is to lay anything to God's charge? This man's Lord gave him a chance and he blew it. And now he's responsible for the whole debt. Is it possible that God, that our Father, would hold us accountable again for everything that we have ever done wrong? That's something to think about. God puts forgiveness at the head of the line in order that we too may be forgiven.